SBS Radio.
Kasama natin sa programa, Quain Guevara mula sa Young Lions Cafe. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Quain.
Hello, how are you going?
Yes, she can understand Tagalog. But
I can, yes.
It's a bit hard for her to speak. But anyway, December 2017, you've established Young Lions Cafe. It will be your second year. So how has it been?
Yeah, it's been a really great experience. So we opened up Young Lions Cafe, myself and a very good friend, Raimi Karamanchan. And to be honest with you, it hasn't been what we expected. It's been so much more. The community of Blacktown has been incredibly welcoming, and it's given us a lot of encouragement and inspiration to keep going. So it's a big blessing for us that we're nearing our 2 years.
Yes, and you mentioned about Blacktown, because you're located in Blacktown. You were voted as Blacktown's favorite coffee early this year, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Can you tell us about that award?
Yes, sure. So we were nominated amongst other cafes in the suburb of Blacktown, and our customers and readers of Blacktown Advocate and related newspapers were asked to vote, and we came out as number one, which totally surprised us. But it was a really great affirmation in terms of why we wanted to get into the industry of coffee and building community. And so for us, it was a huge thank you to especially our supporters and our customers who've really been the driving force behind what Young Lions has become.
Yes, coffee is an everyday or every hour thing for most Australians. But what makes Young Lions Cafe different from other coffee shops?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, part of the thing that we really try to instill in the culture of Young Lions, but especially with our team. So our team is made up of particularly young people, and at the core of what we try to share with them is that we are providing a service. We're building community. And so, you know, even the very little things we try to do with great love, and it's something that we feel is what our customers recognize in us, and that's why they keep coming back, that it's not just a transactional experience. It's very much, this is a place where they can encounter goodness. This is a place where they belong. And so I think that's what really sets us apart from other cafes, is that we really see the dignity of our customers and want to recognize them, not just for their support, but also recognizing that they contribute to building the community in Blacktown.
Yes, you mentioned about young people involved in your cafe. How young is young?
our youngest employee is 17.
Yeah.
So right out of high school, generally we have recognized that many of the students that end up applying for a job with us haven't had any experience in work, or they haven't been given an opportunity to be trained in an industry. And so what we've loved and what we've come to realize is that Young Lions Cafe is an opportunity for us to develop young people in terms of their work ethic or how they engage with adults or people older than them. And so that's been a big learning for us.
Yes. And part of your introduction in your website, it says that we are a local coffee shop run by locals. It means you all live in the Western Sydney or in Blacktown?
Yes, that's right. So I grew up in Ruddy Hill, and my family moved to Kellyville Ridge. Raimi, she's lived in Plumpton for most of her life, and then now living in Blacktown, and the rest of us are scattered across the Blacktown City Council local government area. And so we love this area. I think it boasts of the diversity and beauty of Australia, but particularly I think part of the great thing about Blacktown is that it has one of the largest populations of Filipinos. And so culturally, I think it's a beautiful fit in terms of what we're also about, which is diversity and celebrating this great country.
Yes. In the Philippines, alam natin, mainit doon. So we seldom kung umiinom naman tayo ng kape yung very early in the morning lang, compared dito sa Australia, any time of the day, you will get coffee. Do you think more Filipinos in Australia are loving coffees now?
I think so. I mean, I grew up with 3-in-1, you know, the coffee sachets that you get at the local Sari Sari store. So, you know, I grew up on instant coffee, and I do see a lot of Filipinos really appreciating some coffee. My understanding is that there's a growing industry of coffee in the Philippines now, and so I think it's something that's definitely starting to, when I go back to the Philippines, definitely something I'm starting to see pop up.
Yeah, because I know in the Philippines there are also lots of coffee growers.
That's right, yes. So we've, when we have our meetings, when Remy and I think about expansion and things like this, sometimes we do our own research into, you know, the current trends in the industry. And I think it's only, from my understanding, only recently that there's been a bit of an emphasis on the growth of coffee in the Philippines. So it's an interesting thing to witness, really.
Maybe you can import the coffee from the Philippines to Australia?
Oh, that would be an interesting venture. I think there's definitely opportunity in the future, especially because I don't think the coffee industry is going to slow down anytime soon. It's very much become part of the Australian culture. And I think the more that we are able to see how we can collaborate and find ways to deliver good quality, I think it's worthwhile exploring those options.
Yes. Quinn, can you bring us back? How did you choose cafe or coffee as your business? Do you have anything that inspire you to really get into the coffee business?
Yeah, of course. So Remy and I grew up in youth ministry, so we're both Catholic. And we've been really inspired by our own faith in terms of genuine and authentic encounters with people. And I think when we were exploring opportunities for business, it wasn't so much that we wanted to enter into business to generate profit. A big desire for us was to share the goodness of genuine encounters with other people. And looking back in our own lives, it was really through conversations over cups of coffee that we were able to learn more about ourselves or be challenged on things relating to life and how to be better people in the world, and how do we serve God more intentionally in the world. And so when we finally took the leap of faith, we thought, you know, coffee makes a lot of sense in terms of how we build community. And so that's been the foundation of why we serve it. It really is it really comes from our love of God and our love for people.
You mentioned about genuine encounters. So take us into your cafe. When I go in, what ambience sort of will I experience?
So you will find that there's always music. There's always laughter, where sometimes we have customers telling us that they can hear our laughter from from a long way away. And I think it's really that culture of gratitude and seeing life as a gift that we're able to really share that with our customers. It's definitely the encounter of just, it's joy. And so we really try hard to remember our customers' names. We try hard to remember their coffee orders because we want them to know that they're special and they matter. And over time, over the last 2 years, we've developed some really good friendships with a lot of our customers that we can probably not even call customers anymore. They're like our friends. So, for example, we had one customer who we invited to play in our basketball team, and now she's playing in our basketball team.
Oh, wow.
We have another customer who some of our team went to a concert with, and, you know, when we bump into them when we're not at the shop and they're walking around local shops, yeah, we know them by name, and they introduce us to their families. And so I think that's been such a huge grace. We didn't expect that we could develop these sorts of relationships with people. And I think it comes from this desire of wanting to really encounter people at a human level. Because as you know, sometimes it's very difficult for us because of of our devices to really look people in the eye and have conversations, you know, how are you going and what's really challenging you in life, and then being able to offer not only coffee but also a heartfelt a compliment or encouragement so that they can keep chugging along.
Yeah, and I think this is the beauty of a local shop with owners or management who lives around the area, where you can see the locals or your clients or your customers. And as you mentioned, they're not just your customers now. They become your friends. Mga kaibigan na sila talaga para sa inyo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But why Young Lions Cafe? What's in the name?
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned, this coffee shop has been inspired by a faith. So it has a number of meanings. The first meaning, of course, is that it's inspired by the Bible passage of the blind man, Bartimaeus. And the specific Bible verse is Mark 10:49. And it says, take courage. He is calling you. And so courage has been a big factor in terms of us going into business and opening up this coffee shop. So courage is represented by lion and often symbolized by a lion. The lion is also a symbol of the Gospel of Mark. And so that's where the lion part comes from. Young is because we recognize that we're still, I guess, in many ways, babies in the industry. We're still learning. And it's very much a representation that there is always an opportunity for us to learn and grow. And so Young Lions became who we are.
Yes. And where do you want to take Young Lions Cafe?
Yeah, so it's definitely been, like I said, when we first opened the shop, we didn't expect where it would be now. And so since then, there's been a couple of opportunities and conversations that we've had with different people, particularly with the Catholic Church, representatives of the church, or even some friends of ours who are entrepreneurs, and seeing how we can collaborate. So it's still something that is an ongoing sort of conversation. But what we hope is that wherever we might expand into, that we continue with the culture of what we've created, always keeping in mind that it's definitely about the human encounter and making sure that we remind people that it's a gift to be alive.
And what do you want to continue on in terms of your relationship with your local area as well as your local customers?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, one of the great things about being in particularly the spot that we are at is that we're the next coffee shop isn't too close, so it requires a bit of a walk. So what we hope is that we continue to build community. You know, at the end of the day, what we really want to encourage is people to pursue their dreams, or at least to recognize the beauty in their own work. And so if we can continue to provide that for our customers and the local community, encourage people to celebrate where we live, which is live and work, which is Blacktown, I think it's definitely that.
And it's not just about a cup of coffee.
No, it's not. It definitely isn't. It's the cup of coffee is important because we really strive to make sure that our coffee tastes good. So we always try never to compromise on the quality. But in that is definitely a whole lot of love that we're offering with that coffee.
And where can our listeners know more about Young Lions Cafe?
Yes, sure. So you can definitely check out our Facebook and Instagram. Instagram tends to be the platform which we use to share what we're doing during the day. So if you just go to at Young Lions Cafe, you can check our stories or our posts. And sometimes we do really silly things. You catch us dancing in the coffee shop or making jokes on there. So anything that you'd like to learn more about, it's definitely online available to you. Or you can come visit us at Blacktown and we'd be happy to have a chat.
Thank you so much, Quinn Guevara from Young Lions Cafe, and all the best.
Thanks so much, Annalyn. Good chatting with you.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.